Blog Talk Radio.
Help me.
Oh, my. You know. My God. Oh. Emmanuel.
At the beginning and end, Alpha and the Omega, you're seated in the center of the earth. You're the God who made the universe, all the void and emptiness. You spoke the world, you fell into blood. You're deeper than my mind can grasp. One more eternity will lead us to heaven. As you're the sun rising up through the great beyond.
This is all we do.
and strength, a very present help in trouble. I said, God is our strength, a present help. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be moved in the midst of in the mountain, be carried in the midst of the sea. And I'm going to use for my subject that I have confidence in the Lord. I have confidence in the Lord. But I can't say the people of God have confidence in the Lord, because we know that according to our keeper, hallelujah, he's our provider. He makes ways for us. So we have confidence in him. Amen. 3 verse saying, though the waters thereof rose and tremble, though the mountain be shaken, be swelling thereof. He said, there is a river, the stream thereof made glad in the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. And I want to focus on a little bit. I want to focus on, he's my refuge. We got a refuge in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Refuge. We can take cover in his refuge. Amen. We can have everything that our heart desires when we get in his refuge. Hallelujah. That protection of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. And we got strength. Amen. Hallelujah. He's my refuge, my strength. Oh, God. Sometimes we get weak. And I'm talking in your body. The spirit of ain't nothing weak but the spirit of God. But your body, and we can call on our Jehovah God, and he will come and he will give us strength. Amen. He our every help. Well, he always on time. He never late. He said he'll help us in trouble. Yes. He is our helper. Amen. Because we're going to need a helper on this road. Oh, after so many times, we're going to need a helper. He is our helper. He is, hallelujah, hallelujah, our provider. I'm talking about having confidence in the Lord. He said, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountain be carried in the midst of the sea. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Church, I'm telling you today, we got protection in the Lord. The earth be moved in the midst, in the mountain be carried in the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. Talking about the things of life to come. You know, different things that it can be like a plague in your life, because so much after the stuff after stuff after stuff become a plague. But you know, according to God's word, that he is our protection. Hallelujah. We know that he is our strength. We know he is our shield and buckler. And we know that we can call up on him and he will come, because he said in his word he will come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got confidence in the Lord. Okay. Then he was saying, the word of God said, you know, all God believers in him, at some time or the other, we're going to go through these battles in life. Hallelujah. But we don't have to fear, because God is with us. Hallelujah. Because David said, the Lord is his shepherd and he shall not want.
Hallelujah.
He also said that, hallelujah, he leads me beside the sea of water.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Hey, that's enough.
Put me back in.
Okay, put me back in.
You're in.
Huh?
You're in now. Go ahead.
No, I'm on the little phone. I can hear on the little phone. The 330 number.
Okay, okay. Hang on. We'll be back. We'll be there, Apostle. Apparently, you don't have the 330 number. Check.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Apostle, I can hear her talking. So that means she's on.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta get her on her other phone though. The phone that I called her on is not the right one. I'm gonna get.
Why can't she call straight in?
She's in now. Go ahead, Apostle Millie.
Okay. I'm speaking from Psalm 46. I'm on the third verse. It says, though
okay.
the waters, therefore, rose and trouble, though the mountains shake and shake with the swelling thereof, shalom. You come back to the Holy Spirit. The water represents the Holy Spirit in our life because we got confidence and we got the Spirit of God. We got confidence whatever that we may attain in this world, come into anything that not like God. We got confidence that the Holy Spirit will take control and lead us and protect us because that water represents the Holy Spirit of God. He said, there is a river, stream, whereof make glad of the city of God a holy place in his tabernacle. We know the word of God said, Jesus, the fourth verse said he is. That he is our tabernacle. Amen. So he said, he's the Holy Spirit, the river. Amen. And he said, the tabernacle of the Most High God. Amen. And we know in the tabernacle, that's a holy place. And that's where Jesus is. He lead us, he guide us, he protect us. Amen. And I'm going to go on to the fourth verse, and then I go in my other scripture. He said, God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. But God gonna help her. He is our help. You know, when we going through, and we do lately, we can say, Lord, I got a 911. But we ain't got to say I need a 911. Oh, we got to do a call up on him. Hallelujah. He is our rescue. Hallelujah. He is our rescue. And we know that he's our rescue. And we got confidence in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the midst. He's in the midst of us. And we will not be moved. As long as you got Jesus down in your soul, you don't even have a desire to be moved. Amen. The sixth verse says, the heathen reigns and the kingdom world moves. He uttered his voice in the earth, and the earth melts. Talk about that he's a ruler. He talk about he rules and he reigns. Hallelujah. We talk about the Most High God. Hallelujah. We got confidence in the Most High God because he rules and he reigns. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he got totally control. He got control, amen. Totally control. He rules and he reigns.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he said, the seventh verse said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of Jacob. You know, God, the victory's already been won. He already been won. Hallelujah. Because he is our refuge. Hallelujah. He is our refuge. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he said, the victory already been won. was it finished when he went to the cross. So we say, victory. We got victory already when he went to the Calvary. He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? I'm talking about God, the man got all power in his hand. We don't have to go back into all this because the victory already been won. It was won when he went to Calvary. We got victory in him. Amen. He is our buckler. He is our refuge. Amen. He is our God. Our Lord, our Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And the angel, he said, come behold the works of the Lord. Desolation he has made in the earth. He has made in the earth. Like I said, he has all power. And all power, after he got all power, there's no power like Jesus' power. He got all power. So I got confidence in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What work?
Hallelujah.
What good work has he done in the earth? What good work? He done it all. He done it all. Amen. He said, and he made war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cut the spear in thunder. He burns his chariot in fire. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ, he is our Prince of Peace. He is our Prince and Peace of Peace. He alone can bring this. Can nobody do this but Jesus? He is our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Our Lord, our Lord. If you have confidence in the Lord, amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
His word of assurance, amen, to have confidence in the Lord, God. Amen. We got God with us. We have confidence in him. And Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but my God is the strength of my heart. And my potion forever. He's the strength of my heart.
Yes, God.
My potion forever. Have confidence in the Lord. Amen. That was his name. The name, girls. Let me go on again. We're going to go to more scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. The 10th verse say, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. You know, when troubles rise in our life, and sometimes we all have some sort of trouble, and we all, God let us know, we have to be still. We don't have to try to fight our battle because the word of God said the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. And that's why he said, still. So many times he'll tell you, hold your peace. Just hold your peace. He said, I'll fight your battle. Hallelujah. Because we have the confidence in the Lord. We have confidence in the Lord forever. We have to go through in this life that we got a big Jesus. He's my big Jesus, hallelujah, my heavenly Father. And all I have to do to be still, I don't have to try to fight my battle. I said, be still. He said, be still. And know, God, I will be exalted among the heathen.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. God will do it. He's going to do exactly what he said. Every word that proceeded out his mouth, hallelujah, it shall be. There's nothing in this earth can stop it. And that verse said, the Lord of hosts is with us.
Mm-hmm.
God of Jacob is our refuge.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
God of Israel. Come on, he was Israel. God of Jacob. But he our God now. Hallelujah. He's our God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, he can.
Yes,
he can. Amen. In the word, okay. He said in the word, he said, Jesus, our prince, okay? And if he is our prince of peace, hallelujah, he is our rescue, hallelujah, we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret because God going to take care of us. Amen? If he took care of the people of the days old, he's the same God. He is the same God. No, we in the book of I'm going to 27. Talk about the Lord now, because we are still speaking about he is our confidence. We got confidence in him. No, okay. Thank you, Jesus. 27. Okay. It said, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When we got confidence in the Lord, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah. Because he's, the word of God says he is our life. Amen. And we can look at that. Look at life. Look at salvation. The life. When we are going in the, I said in the dark area, I'm not talking about we have to be going and singing, but when the enemy's standing, trying to harm us and try to lead us down the dark place in life, God said he will like, he going to guide you. Don't you go that way. You go this way. Hallelujah. He's our salvation. Hallelujah. And we have to fear nobody. He said he's the strength of our life. He is our strength. He said, we don't have to be afraid. Amen. We don't have to be afraid because he said, he is my life and he's my salvation. He said, when the weak, even my enemies and my foe came up on me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. See?
Hallelujah.
Every time your enemies going to try to come and get you, God going to let them fall in your face. You'll see them fall. You'll see them. So your weak
enemies
going to come against you. Amen. And it says, people say, throw a rock and hold and hide the hand. No. They ain't throwing a rock and hide the hand because that same rock going to come back in their hand. Because, see, they're trying to throw evil against you, it's going to come back on them. Amen. Because he said, he is our protection. Amen. He's going to keep us. He's going to protect us. He said, I am he who said in the scripture, he said, in the script he said, he said, I am he. I am Jehovah. I am your provider in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He said, don't host your encounter against me. And my heart shall not fear, though walls shall rise up against me in this what I have come against. And then let us know all these things going to come in life. Amen. That it counts. They didn't camp about you. They're always trying to tear you down. Amen. Trying to tear you down and talk you down too with their tongue. Hallelujah. But he said, I still got confidence that God's going to bring me through. Hallelujah. He said, my heart shall not feel. You know, so many times when people come against us and we just buck ourselves down and be grieve over, nothing be grieve over, nothing nobody said. You is the child of the Most High God. You shake that off and say, in the name of Jesus, I got confidence in my God. He's going to bring me through. Hallelujah. And he will bring you through. Sometimes people will lay traps for you. Lay traps. Okay, make people lose their job. Hallelujah. But sometimes when God, they believe in God, he'll protect them. He'll fix it if they get they have to turn around and hide them back. But God is for you. He said, are you more than the whole world against us? Amen. And I'm talking about God people now. You know, when the word goes forth, it goes forth to every man. Every man can have this. Every man can have this because he said it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So I've got confidence in God that whatsoever come in my life, that God's going to bring me out. He's going to bring me out. Amen. Confidence. Okay, he says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and I will seek after him, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beautiful of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. You know, that's just my life there. Nobody says, one thing. I ain't searching for all the stuff. Stuff don't matter to me. I just want more of my God for him to, you know, use me the way he sees fit. Amen. But he was saying, because I got confidence. He said, one thing. I desire that one thing, that I may seek after, that I may behold the beauty of the Lord in the house of God. Hallelujah. He said, for all the days of my life, you can have it because you got confidence in him. And he said, for in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his privy, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Now, you know what? In times of trouble, oh, yes, times of trouble, he will hide us. We got confidence that he going to hide us or where he going to protect us. He said he'll hide us. He said in the secret of his tabernacle. Hallelujah. He shall hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. No, but God sees up on a rock. He sees up on him. And he ain't going to let nothing come. Amen. Ain't nothing going to harm you. People try to, but it ain't going to hurt you. It ain't going to do them no good neither. But sometimes people just want to be evil towards you. Just talk about you, stylize your name. But hey, you got confidence in Lord. Your God's going to continue to raise you up, continue to let you stand up on the rock, because he is the rock. He said, now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Around about me, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto our God. When you have confidence, is all you can do. You can praise God. Just praise God when these things come. God's going to protect you. Amen. He said he'll pray. You can praise God in his heavenly host. You can praise him. Your enemy come. Amen. Therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. So we're supposed to begin to praise God with joy. Hallelujah. In his tabernacle, we, the body of Christ, we know wherever we dwell, hallelujah, we praising our God. That means if you're in a place by yourself, you can praise your heavenly Father. If you're in the custom of someone else, you still can praise your mighty God. Hallelujah. One thing, our praise will go where he is. It will go to his top up there in heaven where his tabernacle he already prepared. He said, praises in heaven. Heaven, temple. So we say in the word, there are among the joyful of the Father has set before him. And we know God did this, he said this, and he meant it for us today. But he let us know that all these things going to come, that we can have confidence in him, that he is the Almighty God. Hallelujah. That he can bring us out. Amen. He said, hear, O Lord, when I cry, my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. God will do that. God will rescue you. Hallelujah. God is your deliverer. He is your walker. Hallelujah. He is your shield. Hallelujah. And he said, when you cry out to him, he said, I'm going to hear you. God's voice, he will hear us. It means God's voice is ruling. It rules. Oh, hallelujah. All over. Hallelujah. Then he said, when you say, seek ye my face, my heart say unto you, your face, Lord, will I seek. You know, we do seek God because we got confidence. We go before him. We go before him and we praise him. Hallelujah. We praise him. We pray. We lift up others. Not being a selfish person to pray about myself, but pray for every soul in the entirety of the world. He hears us. Amen. He just seek my face. Hallelujah. And when we pray again, we listen to what the Spirit of God would give to us. Amen. And then he said, hide not your face far from me. Put not your servant away in anger. See, God ain't going to do none of that. If you serve God out your heart, he said, you have been my helper. And he still is our helper. Hallelujah. He said, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, my salvation. You know, God is not going to forsake us because he told us in the word, in his word, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us. And I'm saying, today, confidence in the Lord, he will not forsake you. Amen. He will not forsake you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God that he said his word. He said, I will never forsake you.
No, he won't.
Will never forsake us. And 11th verse says, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. You know, again, we got enemies all around us. Mm-hmm. But God will lead us in his plain path. We got confidence that God going to bring us through. God going to will not let no harm come up on us because we belong to him.
Amen.
Yes, the Bible says that he has encamped his angels all around us. His angels all around. His angels going to protect us. Hallelujah. From anything and everything that tried to come our way. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about our enemies. Hallelujah. He said, deliver me. Not over into the wheels of my, no, God ain't going to do that no way. Lord, you live right to God, he's your protection. He is your protection. He said, wait up on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. I said, wait up on the Lord. And I'm talking about God is my rescue. He's my strength. He's the strength of my heart. Amen. God is my refuge. He's my fortune. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Okay, now I'm going to go to Psalm 91. Talk about he's my refuge. He's my strength. Amen. 91. Thank you, Jesus. It says, he who dwelleth in the secret place. And, you know, we're talking about the secret place of the Most High. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes,
we can abide up on the shadow. Amen. Because he was still saying over here in 46, he's my rescue and strength, the present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He's my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. The longer you trust in God, you're saying, God, I've got confidence in you. I've got confidence in you. Whatever comes in my life, I got confidence in you that you are able to bring me through. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Went on to say, The Holy Spirit assures us. The Holy Spirit assures us. We can have confidence in the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, that he would be delivered. And so he was. The Holy Spirit, and he will deliver us. Hallelujah. If we have confidence that God will do this. He said, he shall cover you with his feather, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said. He's going to be your shield and your buckler.
No.
The Holy Christ is your shield and your buckler. He is your truth. Hallelujah. He is your high tower. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said you trust him. If you trust him, you'll have confidence. That's all he's saying. If you trust me, you got confidence in me that I do, that I say I do. Amen. Confidence in him. And he said, the other word, I'm your shield. I'm your buckler. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, hallelujah. He said, God dwell between the cherubim and mercy seat. Hallelujah. Because he is our shield and he is our buckler. Praise God for Jesus. He said, you shall not be afraid for the arrows by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day. I'm still talking about a shield and a buckler. God is our shield and a buckler. We don't have to be afraid. Longer we keep our confidence in the Lord, whatever we experience in this life is going to bring us through. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, 1,000 shall fall at his right side and 10,000 at his right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Because why? He just said, I am your protection. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I am your protection. I am your Lord. I am your shield. I am your buckler. I am your protection. And you can have confidence in him. He said, it shall not come. All these things will not come now you. If you say, God, you is my shield, you my buckler, you my protection, and we can have confidence in God. He said, only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. But the Lord said it. He said it. He already said that. Because why? We got confidence in the Lord. He said, we'll see. Oh, well, we'll see our enemies. We'll see them. We'll see them fall. Amen. He said, because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, your most high, and your habitation. We have made God there. We got the secret by the Holy Spirit only because we have made him Lord. We have made him Lord. He is our refuge. Hallelujah. Praise God that we made him Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then number 10 say, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. And we said, now your dwelling. God said in his word, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But he said, every tongue that rise up against you, going to be dismissed. And we're God going to dismiss that. Everything that the devil just tried to put against his people, he's going to dismiss it. Amen.
Amen. Says,
no evil. No evil. Hallelujah. Because he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, it's impossible for evil to befall you. Because God got his hands up on you. Because we got our eyes and our mind focused on Jesus, the great I am, and we know we have confidence in his word. Because he's not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Amen. He said, for he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And as I said earlier, that's what God gave us. He gave his angel charge to protect us in all our ways. Because we got confidence in him that he's going to bring us through. He gave us the faith. He gave us assurance of his victory. And we know that according to the word of God. We got his assurance. We got his victory. Hallelujah. And we got confidence in him that everything he said, it will be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He shall bear you up in his hand, lest you dash your foot against his stone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When that devil still comes, hallelujah. When God got you in his hand, that devil can't do you no harm, because he said it.
Sure.
And do you no harm.
No harm.
Oh, my God. Whatever God intends for your life, in your life, that will it be. Because we got confidence that he's going to take care of. I got confidence that he's going to take care of me from this day and forever. Amen. Long as I keep my trust in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he went on to say, you shall tread up on the lion and adder, young lion and dragon. Yeah, you trump on the feet. Now, you know, even sometimes, no, he gave us authority that we can speak the word to enemies. You know, our enemies that come up against us, and we can trump them on the feet. Uh-huh. Because he gave us that promise. But we also, that the promise we got, he gave us his promise, but we got confidence in God that whatever he said in his word, it's going to be regardless of what. He gonna be. You know, I got confidence that his word will never fail. He said, because he has set his law upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. See, God knows our name. Hallelujah. When he see that enemy coming, he's gonna protect it. He's gonna protect us. We got confidence in him. Lord, when we have Lord, cover us with your blood. That's all the confidence we need. Because God is not going to allow nothing to do you no harm. He shall call upon you. He said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. As long as we honor God, we honor him. That was the word God said, honor what he did at the cross. Being a name, given above every name, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got confidence in the Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He shed his blood, hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He said, with long life, will I testify him and show him my salvation? Or we're going to continue to testify of God's goodness, hallelujah, because we got confidence in his word. Everything in his word, everything in his word shall come to pass, hallelujah. We got confidence. We don't have to threat, hallelujah. And, you know, I think about what he's going back into the word, he says, if we just focus on these little things, focus on it. Let me turn this to heal for a minute. If we just focus on it, God is our refuge. He focused on that. In your strength, in your problem, help, in trouble.
Amen.
If you think about when we look at the word, because you love God, because you believe in God. Hallelujah. You fear him because you want to serve him. Hallelujah. You don't want to do nothing but serve him. That's your dear God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because you got confidence in him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Because God is our refuge. And we thank God that he is our refuge. He is our refuge. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our high tower. Hallelujah. And he'll be everything that you desire for him to be. Whatever you desire for him to be, he'll be there.
Hallelujah.
Because he is our refuge. He let us know that he's our refuge. He's our rescue. He's our strength. And that's all we need. And knowing we've got God in our heart, I said, that's all we need. According to the Bible right here, he said, rescue and strength. You know, let me know I got rescue and I got strength because Jesus is my rescue and he is my strength. And that's all I need. Continue to stay in his word. Continue to have confidence in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe in my heart. I believe in my heart at this moment. I can't think this moment. Nothing in my heart will come against me what I will not have confidence in my God. Because I know he is my helper. He is my helper. He is my deliverer. Hallelujah. And he's my all in all. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
He's the one. He is the one. Give us victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He the one, hallelujah, that encamped his angels around us. But he loved us so much, hallelujah. He just kept his angels all around his children to lead us in all our ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, God is my rescue, my strength, my very present help. Mm-hmm. In the times of trouble. Hallelujah. I thank God for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The earth be removed and the mountain be carried away in the midst of the sea. I will not fear. Hallelujah. I will not fear because I got confidence in the Lord. You know, men maybe want people to have confidence in them. Mm-mm. Men will fail you, but God will never fail you. Amen. Hallelujah. You keep your confidence in the Lord. Glory be to God. You know, we can boldly say, that is something you can boldly say, I got confidence in the Lord. Hallelujah, because he is my helper. He is my provider. Hallelujah. And he is my rock. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, he said, we don't have to fear. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit, hallelujah, of love, power in a sound mind. Why? Because we got confidence in him.
Amen.
We got confidence in him. And you know, when you look at the word in the Bible, talking about water and the hurricane and the mountain shaking. A mountain shakes like a volcano sometimes. And you know, when a volcano shakes, it's ready to explore, hallelujah. But what I'm saying, with all these things come against us, we got confidence in our God that he will deliver us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes even in our life, hallelujah, we feel like everything is shaking around us. I'm talking about trouble now. I'm talking about every time you turn around, there's something here and there's something there. Hallelujah. But we don't have to be moved. Hallelujah. We don't have to be moved. Because I got confidence in the Lord. That's when you let us know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These things going to come, but you can help come against him. The great I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He's the only one. He's the only one. The only one that we need to have confidence. And we can have confidence if we continue to believe what his word says. Hallelujah. Because God is our refuge. He's our refuge. And he's our strength. He's our present help in this time of trouble. Hallelujah. We got to run over here and we got to run over there. We can stand still, but we can't. I got confidence. I'm going to see the salvation. Hallelujah. Salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. So many times things begin to come. Oh, we're going to run over yonder. Maybe somebody will give me a word. Or we're going to run over here. But they won't over yonder. Don't give you a good word. In your mind, what you're looking for, a good word, I'm going to run over here. And maybe somebody over here will give me a good word. But I ain't got to run over here and there. I can stand still. Hey, glory. And see the salvation of God. He just stand still. And know I am God. Mm-hmm. And he said you can have confidence in him according to the word. We got confidence. So, again, a lot of times, and when I said great running here and there, you let God know you got confidence. That person over there, you ain't got no confidence in me. Take your eyes off of that one and off of that one and put your mind on the Almighty God. And then you'll have confidence in him because what he says will be. I said, what he says will be. And no man can change it. Come on, hallelujah. Have confidence in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I love the Lord. I know he loved me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know, hallelujah, that I don't have to run here, run there, and have confidence in him. Hallelujah. Because he already has won the victory. He already has won the victory at Calvary for me. It's already been done. Hallelujah. And there ain't nothing else we can be done so we can live right now. Because the victory already been won. It's already been won. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that today. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise God. And that is all. That is all I have. And this, I know I had some more scripture, but I didn't bring them. But it's okay. I told you we got confidence in the Lord, and we can have confidence in the Lord. And that's what all matters. Because our victory already been won. And I said again, our victory has already been won. On Cloudy. Amen. And I'm going to give it back into the hand of Apostle. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Dr. Linda.
I'm right here.
I'm through. I'm listening.
I'm listening.
I'm finished.
Are you done? Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you.
Oh, I didn't know.
And we thank God for the word.
Praise God.
I have confidence in the Lord. We pray, God, for God allow you to deliver the message this morning. Glory, Father, we thank you for your servant. We thank you for your anointing that's on the word. And we thank you for the word touching the north, the south, the east, and the west this morning, touching the hearts and minds of your people. Oh, God, we ask you to open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven for her even right now and replenish all that she has poured out double. Oh, God, give her double for all that she has released this morning. We pray, Father God, that those that heard the word and that will hear the word, Lord, let them not be the same. Let them have the confidence to trust you, to depend on you, to rely on you, O God, to adhere, to abide in you, O God. We pray today in the precious name of Jesus, O God, that this word that went forth on this morning, God, Lord, that it will not return, that it will accomplish what you sent it to do. and God, that many lives would be saved, even as Bishop Washington comes to do the prayer of salvation. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in, Bishop.
Praise God. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah to the holy name of the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
God wants us, calls us all to himself.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a doorway that we have to go through, the only doorway, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way. So we ask in Jesus' mighty master's name, Jesus, receive us on this day, those who have never received you as their Savior. And for those of our brothers and sisters who have backslidden, stepped off the straight, narrow path, went to the wayside a little, call them back home. Jesus, do it, Lord. I ask you in the holy name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Run back to Christ. He is the only way. He is the only way. And if you've never accepted him before as your Savior, take this opportunity. And you're right. You're right, Apostle Lynn. Now is the time, because we never know what time.
Right.
Almighty God will say, it's time to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do it on this side of the grave, on the other side of the grave. We can't do it. Once we cross over, it's over for us. Oh, no. But let me restate that. It has just begun. Because it's last for eternity. So accept Jesus as your Savior today. I strongly urge you, don't take my word. If you have a Bible, read it for yourself. It's in the book of Romans, where confession is made. And it says, what does it say? That the word is near you. It's in your mouth, which means you must speak it, because the enemy has no knowledge of what's in your mind, what you're thinking, but he can inject some thoughts in your mind. It's something that you have to be very careful with, because when something comes into your mind, you have to listen well and think quickly. God wouldn't tell me to do that. Before you do something that you hear, because then it's your mind being contaminated by the enemy most of the time. But he's going to try and paint a pretty picture like he did to Eve. Surely you will not die. God's word says, if you eat of that fruit of this tree, you touch this tree, you're going to die. And he just changed it, just add a little word to it. Surely you shall not die. Okay? And you think, well, God wouldn't kill me for this. Okay? Let me tell you. You must accept Jesus. He's the only way. There's no other way except through the Lord Jesus Christ, which states in the book of Acts, and I'll give you that one, as soon as you are convinced, and I hope you are convinced, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I know you're for real. I know you're the Son of God, and you went to Calvary and took all this punishment and for me, just for me. Think about it as an individual. He took it for all of us. He took the punishment, the scourging at the pillow, the crown of thorns in his head, the spear thrust into his side, and he was totally naked.
Yes,
he was out of shame, and he was beat beyond recognition. It was a horrible, horrible, terrible beating. And the Romans were masters in torturing people almost to death, and then they crucified him. Oh, my God. And our Savior went through all of this, took on sins that were not his. Save us. We are not worthy. But God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son to take these punishments. You can find that in the book of You can find that in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Hallelujah. God sent his Son into the world to save the world, not to condemn it. But through his death, he saved the world. All we have to do is simply say, Jesus, I believe that you went to Calvary, suffered and died for my sins, and my iniquities that were not yours, but you did it because you loved me, and you did it in obedience to the Father in heaven, God Almighty. Now, if you believe that Jesus went through all of this and that he died on that cross at Calvary, oh, but on the third day, Father in heaven said, come on out, my son. Called him out of that grave. You believe that, and it is true. You believe it, and it is the truth, that on the third day God raised him from the dead. You are now saved. You make that confession, but you must speak it out loud. And you must repent. Do not return to whatever life you were leaving. Don't live that life anymore. That old soul is dead. You're a new creature in Christ. A new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. And if you believe that, you are now saved. That's the promise of God. Okay. Now your next step is for you to give an outward sign through the whole, to the whole world, and that is through the baptism where Peter said unto the multitude in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 through 41, repent. First thing he said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. There's no other name mentioned in the Bible that you should be saved by. No other name except Jesus Christ. That's the only one. Read it for yourself. Book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 10, 11, and 12. Read it for yourself. You'll find no other name that you must be saved by other than Jesus, the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Yes. Through him, all salvation is made possible.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, as I said, don't go back to whatever sins you were doing. Remember to accept Jesus as your Savior and invite people to your baptism whenever that might be. Try to get somebody to baptize you today if you can, but baptize you as we do in the book of Acts, chapter 2, okay? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus is God Almighty himself. Any one of his titles, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You should be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, when Jesus died for our sins, we have to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not his title. He is the Son of God, but he is also God himself, and he's also the Holy Spirit. Preach your holy name, Father.
Yes,
oh, and if you have anything against anyone, you must forgive that person. And forgive yourself if you've caused anyone to sin. Forgive that person and forgive yourself. Hallelujah. If you provoked a fight, ask God to forgive you for that. I don't care how many years ago. Ask for the forgiveness for that and forgive that person that you got into an altercation with. Okay? Forgive them. And forgive yourself. Even if that person has crossed over, still forgive them. Because the Word of God says, we cannot see God if we can't forget, if we can't forgive our brothers or sisters for offenses. We must forgive them, no matter what the offense is. We must forgive them. So now, I want to tell you congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. I'm positive, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you will be satisfied with the life that you have chosen. Hallelujah. And we have ups and downs. We have thorns on rose bushes. They're very beautiful. But everything that's beautiful don't mean that it's going to be sweet, other than maybe the fragrance. But rose bushes are very beautiful, but they stick very bad. They cause you a lot of pain. Be very careful. Okay? Accept no thorny roses. Read it. Read in the Word. It's in the Word. Every word in the Bible is true. And if you don't understand something, ask the Holy Spirit to explain it to you. And you'll be explained through whatever method he chooses, audibly, or he'll send somebody along. You call somebody who you know who's a Bible scholar, and they'll teach you. You know, you don't have to read the whole Bible in one day. It's almost impossible anyway. But make sure that you read Scripture every day and live the way God wants us to live.
Mm-hmm.
God bless each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you and your family. And Apostle, it's back to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The line is now open for anyone that wants to come and make a comment. Don't wait till the last minute. Come on in and make a comment.
I don't want your food. Hello. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
For there is none like you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for everyone on the line, hallelujah. Our Apostle Callender, our Apostle Millie, Deacon Frazier, and whomever else may be on the line today. We thank God for all of you.
Amen.
We praise and honor God for the God that he is, the ever-present God. Hallelujah. Our sister was reading from Psalm 91, one of my favorite psalms, a psalm of protection. Hallelujah. And I thank God that she delivered such a beautiful message as the Lord put it on her heart. Hallelujah. To remind us that we can just be confident and know that God is ever present. That's stuck in my head. Ever present.
Yes.
And that he is always able, always ready and willing to help us. But he's ever present.
Amen.
So all we got to do is call on him because he's there. But he said, ask and you shall receive. Amen.
Amen.
So we know the Lord is with us. Just give him a shout out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just give him a cry out. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I thank you. Just shout out to the Lord. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. You know, we shout out. We say, Lord, we know you're there. We make a joyful noise first and foremost, and we praise the Lord. Because we know the Lord is there. Hallelujah.
Hello.
We got to know that we know that we know that he is everything he said he is and always will be. And everything that he has promised, everything
Hello.
He has promised, he is willing to give.
Yeah.
It's available. This word speaks and says it's available because God is available and it's his will that we all be provided for in every way. Not
Amen.
Just some of the way, and he's not a sometime God.
Yes.
He's an all-time God, always on time. So we got to remember, amen, we got to remember. Just remember that. Sister Apostle Millie, you are reminding us through the word of God that we just have to have trust in God and have that confidence to know that he's able
Amen.
To do all things. Nothing is impossible for God to do. And with everything that's going on in this world, we better shout out to the Lord.
Yes, yes.
We got to shout out to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you, and I need you.
Amen. Now.
I need your angels that you spoke of in Psalm 91. I need them. They're the angels that you have given us to take charge over us. And, Lord, I need you always, God, always. And he's right there. Some people talk about God like they think God is somewhere somewhere in wherever. Like he's not there, you know.
Yes.
Some people act as if God is just not there. But he said, once you receive him, he said, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. Right? If you give me your all in all, I'm going to give you my all in all. Therefore, you can always be confident.
Amen.
That I am with you always. You said, I'll never leave you nor forsaken you. And you said that in this word. So therefore,
yes.
God, we can just thank God for his promises.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We can just say thank you, God, because I already got them, because Jesus already gave it to me.
Amen.
He did it on the cross. Hallelujah. He said it is finished. Everything that we need for this life is already done. It's
yes.
been done before the foundation of the world, before you knew, before your mother knew you, before she knew, before you ever entered into your mother's womb, God already knew you.
Amen.
And he already knew what you would be doing in your life and what you would need in your life, because he's seen it from afar off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the Alpha, the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. Hallelujah. He knows
yes.
it all. Glory be to God. So thank you, my sister, for reminding us. Just be confident.
Yes, Lord.
That the Lord is with us always. And just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you.
Thank
that you're
you.
With me. You with me in everything I do, everywhere I go. You with me. You hear every word I say.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So glory be to God. We have our sister, Jeffrey Lee, Prophetess Jeffrey Lee Skihan, listening on my phone. She listened to the whole sermon. I'm so happy to have her with us today, and she'll be coming on periodically to listen
Thank
and be
you.
With us. And she's enjoying the service. Glory be to God. You may be able to hear her speak. I don't know if she's you know, because she's on my phone. I didn't put her in on the line, but she's on my phone listening. Glory be to God. So I'm sure she want to say something. And anybody else who's out there that may want to make a comment, just go ahead. But thank you. Thank you, my sister. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And thank you for the prayers this morning. We prayed and bombarded heaven. I thank you. I thank you for being a prayer partner, someone we can depend on to pray. Thank you, Apostle Calendar, always willing to pray, always willing to give you all in all. We thank you so much, sir. I thank my husband, who's always also willing to do the will of the Father. I thank God for this man of God sitting here next to me, my bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you for that beautiful, awesome prayer of salvation that you do every day. Thank you, Bishop. Glory be to God's strength. We ask God to continue to strengthen all of us so we can continue to walk, and that we will always be confident. Thank you for reminding us. Hallelujah. Thank you to remind us that confidence is saying that we trust the Lord. We trust him with everything. Hallelujah.
Good.
So Apostle Millie, Prophetess Skihan is going to say something to the people today and speak and whatever the Lord puts on her heart to say. Amen.
Tell her I say hello. She can't
she's
hear me.
Listening. No, she's listening. She's on my phone.
Okay.
Beautiful sermons today.
Yes. Yeah.
And Eli is always a shout out to God. We can't make a move without God. Mm. I know it. I think we all know it. Beautiful God.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't ask for nothing too much.
No.
Just the things that we're supposed to do.
That's right.
Thank you, Father.
Glory be to God. The sermons are so beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
So beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
Praise in the Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Prophetess.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord is always with us.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And like somebody said, he don't come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Amen.
Amen.
Always. Always. Always and forever, love. We thank you.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
It's a love that we have for God. It's just unbelievable to us, too. The love that we have for God.
Oh, my God. Yes, God. Say that. Say that. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You know, I can remember even as a little girl calling out to God. And I didn't really know him then, but I know he was with me.
Mm-hmm.
He was with me all the time. I wouldn't be who I am right now if it wasn't for God.
Amen.
Amen to that, Jeff. Prophet Jeffrey, thank you for that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be what
yeah,
I
thank God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for him. Hallelujah. Thank God. That we've come this far. Thank God. And he's sure enough not about to let us down now. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But he got
another
place for us.
Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
In the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
Now hold on to that.
Say that word. Hold on. Say that. Hold on.
That was some
fancy name. My.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. And we thank him all the time. Sometimes we go through stuff, but what it is, if we don't go through nothing, mm-hmm. and guess what? If we don't go through nothing, everything is so easy. And life is not easy.
Nope. That competition here. Bring us
out. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
God said, could you still believe in me when times get hard for you? Do you believe in me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still love me? And we do.
Mm. Yes, God. Yes, God.
I let him know all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Times are good, times are bad. You know that name?
Yeah.
Mm.
My God.
Yes. Love me so much.
Mm. The love. Gotta love him. Jesus, gotta love him. And he's so easy to love. He's so easy to love.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God called on me a long time ago. I remember when I was living on Ursula and they had that chapel. Before I got to her house, my sister's house, something was pulling me into his chapel. I used to pray before I got to Linda's house. Mm-hmm. I called on mom. He was like my daddy, my father. That's all I had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, God Almighty. Mm-hmm. I used to go to that chapel too. I started going there every day. Get on
my
knees on the chapel. Concrete. Yes,
please. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He always made a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made a way where there wasn't no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. This friend of mine, she said, yeah. She said, how could you go buy things and I didn't have no money? She said, I work every day. She said, you buy more than me. And then I didn't think about it, but she opened my eyes. I said, well, nothing but the grace of God.
Yeah, that's the truth.
When he multiplied the money that I had, and I couldn't see it.
Yes, he did. I remember those
because
things.
He opened my eyes up.
My.
Who's on your back,
huh? Yes.
Yeah, Lord.
And I'm like, she's like, I work every day, and I wasn't working in. And God knows I was on welfare then. She said, how could you buy all the things that you buy? And I was like, I don't know. But then I thought about it. I said, oh, with the grace of God. He was with me, and I didn't even know.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
That's what you got to do.
Amen.
I didn't know until she opened my eyes. My God. It was her words that God put in her mouth to open my eyes.
It's all right.
You do it. You do it.
Yes.
Awesome, God. I don't know. I didn't think about it. Things have happened for me. Didn't think about it. One morning I woke up. I said, oh, my God. I was staying in a project. I said, I can't do this. I said, God, 5 years. God woke me up. I tell y'all no lie. He woke me up. My eyes got large, and I woke up, and I looked at the closet for some strange reason. And God told me, you did your time. Now I'm going to bring you somewhere else.
Jesus.
And it's the truth.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus, thank you.
And like you say, you ask and you will receive.
Glory to God. Mm. They bring you out.
They bring you out.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, you will. Mm-hmm.
And for me, the testimony, and I tell y'all this today, it's a testimony that God will bring you, oh my God.
Hold on.
He bring you from nowhere.
Hold on, Black Talk, hold on.
We have something.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Jeff, you're in, and I got a call if I will put her in.
Okay.
Bishop had to get on the phone. It's the veteran calling him. He's been expecting that call. So go on with your testimony, and I'm going to get Apostle Millie back in. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm still online.
Yes, you are.
I know where God bought me from.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand it. But everything is a step in everything. And I don't see unbelievable what he could do.
Everybody's in now.
Uh-huh.
Block Talk Radio still there, Apostle? Yeah, Apostle's still there. Yeah. Are we in, Apostle?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
All right.
It's me.
You know, when people say God don't do miracles anymore, yes, he do. Yes, he do. And some people can't even see it.
Yes, that's the truth.
Every day. And I just pray for these kids that's doing so much. So much stuff. And some of them don't know God. They don't know. Because if they never was taught, they don't know. And that's why they're out here robbing people and doing the things that they do. I gave you an example. A little girl came over to my house with my grandson. I said, you know, God? I said, no. I said, well, let me give you an example. I said, if you hit your toe, what do you say? You say, oh, God. I say, you know him, but you don't know him. She said, I never was taught about him. And a lot of these young people don't know God because their parents do not teach them about God. So they don't know. And this is why they're doing the things that they're doing. That if the kids knew about God, they wouldn't be robbing people like they're doing right now. And it's a crying shame that they don't know.
Hello. I'm here.
Yeah.
I had to get out the room. James is talking to this man about his business. So go ahead.
It's the truth. And some children know about God and they choose not to. And they got some children that don't know.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we bless you. I mean, I went off your house coming from Slidell. Girl, I would not go to a fast food. You know, you park in the parking lot and just eat and feel comfortable. I felt comfortable. Right now, it's like you're just scared to go out your house. I mean, it's just so worse with these kids. I hear all the time what they're saying on the news, but it's like, you need to have God in your life. You need to know God.
Yes. Yes. Huh.
They don't. And I think that's why a lot of grandmothers are keeping the kids. And I don't know. You got young grandmothers too, you know. But if you've never been taught the word, then you never know. I mean, I've been taught the word since I was a little girl. With God. You know, I used to hear my mom when I was a little girl praising the Lord, praising the Lord, you know? I just worry about these children. The devil's trying to take control of whatever he could take control.
Amen.
Thank you.
And he's getting kids. He's getting kids.
My God, my God.
Oh, and I'm talking about from 12, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Hallelujah.
I'm not saying it's all the kids, because they got a lot of kids that believe in God. They got little children, I see them praying.
Praise them, hallelujah.
Not everybody. Children grow up and they say, well, can't do this, can't do that, son, you can't. You know?
Thank you for all your help, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We used to be obedient children.
Hmm.
To our parents.
Yeah, and for the least little things, we got punishing. We got them spanking. We did.
We got them spanking.
We sure did. For the least, I mean, when you disobeyed, you got trouble.
That's
what's really lacking. Much of that, it's not happening. Children are doing everything they want to do.
They do everything they want to do.
Mm-hmm. It's like they're raising themselves, and it's sad.
Yeah.
So sad. The parents need to be raised. The parents are not even raised. And then there's not enough education, you know, the environment, the education. First and foremost, not knowing God. You know, being taught the word of God. Our children should be taught in the admonition of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they're not being taught. They're not being talked to. There's no more family dinners, no more family time at the table. You know, like all eat together at the table and talk about things, have things, you know, things we had on our mind. And I'm glad you brought that up, because this is what's so needed. Our children are so lost, because many of them, parents are lost, the grandparents are lost, and the children don't have any good models, you know, and they don't know Jesus, because they're not being taught. And then the environment they're in, environment has a lot to do with it, and also of education has a lot to do with it.
No, my girls.
Of Bible education, Word of God education.
Yeah. My two girls were small. I told them, I sat down with them, I said, you know, I said, I love y'all. I said, but I love God best. And they start crying. I said, why are you crying? Cindy, I said, why y'all crying? I said, y'all supposed to love him better than you love me. I said, because he is God.
Mm-hmm.
I put my children in a long time ago, and it was small children. You know, it was like, well, mama, I mean, did you love him better? Yes. And y'all should love him better than you love me. Because after all, he gave y'all to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's just the truth.
Mm-hmm. They're all gifts from God. That's right. We're gifts to each other. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
And thank God that, you know, my children, you indeed said, Mama, you know what? I can't make a move without God. I said, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
She know. And my other daughter is in church, and she already know. Dude, you can't make a move without God. But this is the thing that people don't instill into their children. Because where would I be? Where would you be if it wasn't for God?
It's so true. Mm.
That was a good sermon. Linda, that was a good sermon.
Oh, yeah. It was good. Apostle Millie is on the line. She can hear you. And Apostle Callum is on his way.
It feeds my soul. It feeds soul when I heard y'all praying. It feeds my soul.
Yes, it feeds us all. The Word of God feeds our soul. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And feed our souls. Yes, God. Yes, God. We're so happy that you joined us today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for your input. It's truly a blessing to have you on this line joining us, my sister. One of my best.
Yeah.
All our life, you all, we've been friends since we can remember ourselves. And truly, she's a friend. She's one of the friends I talk about, like you, Apostle Callender, Apostle Millie. She's one. She's
mm-hmm.
one of the ones. Amen. And
amen.
Far into y'all, and I'm so happy that she joined us on this line today. Praise God. What a blessing it is to have
amen.
You come. Sister Felia, and I believe you'll be coming more often to come to the line
yes.
and to fellowship. I mean, we shall fellowship on the phone.
I need to come closer to God. Like I said again, it feeds my soul. It brings me up, not down. It brings me up when I hear the Word of God.
And that's what it's supposed to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
It is beautiful. It really is. And everything was just so beautiful today online. Just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You remember Apostle Callum, that he's on the line?
Yeah.
I need you to pray, Apostle. I just.
Together.
Apostle, I just got a call.
Yeah,
I didn't take it. I just got a call from Nairobi, Kenya, asking for help.
Okay.
And I just got an inbox from Pastor Gudis from India. He's asking
okay.
for prayer for the churches because the churches
okay.
is under attack. So I need to pray for the churches. And I just made a bid to get a job to install a bathroom in a basement
yep.
that I looked at yesterday. Keep that in prayer because the guy didn't return the call yet. You know, so waiting on that because if I get that, I can take you all the problems that are coming at me right now to help the church. And just keep that in prayer. Before you pray for the Muslims. Pray for the Muslims in Syria and Egypt and in Afghanistan and Pakistan, Iraq and Iran and Jordan. You know, wait. Over 10,000 people lost their lives. You know, there's still more people that are missing. Last night I was watching on my computer and I started to weep. You know, it's a different type of cry. So, you know, a weeping of sorrow, mourning for this. There was a little girl that they found last night. She came from on this big slab of concrete. Just a little scratch on her face. And I just begin to see how awesome our God is. You know, you might only see all the deaths, But when you see that one that comes out and come up from underneath the metal sheets and rods and the piles of concrete and wood, it's just amazing because nobody can believe it was a person died, crushed to death. And beyond that person was a woman praying for help.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking about how awesome our God is. But it's in this
right.
word
oh,
that I listened
awesome.
To today, God gave me some words last night. And one of the things that the Lord says that pertaining to the word that came forth today, he says, there's an assurance in who he is.
That's right.
Yeah.
He says, this is why we can have confidence. When we
That's
look
right.
into the word of God, we see an assurance of what who he is, what he's done, and what he's doing. Then he says
yeah.
to me, as I was pulling this out, you can always know that I'm there because I'm trustworthy. I'm not
That's
a man
right.
that I should lie, neither the son of man that I repent. He says, I am dependable in all my ways. All
right.
my works, all my ways, I am dependable. So you can have confidence in me. Doesn't matter
That's
what's
right.
going on in the world. I hear somebody talking about fear. But the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't allow the enemy to crush us, to cause us to be afraid to go out of our homes. That's what the enemy wants.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want
oh, yeah.
us to fellowship. He doesn't want us to congregate. You understand? He wants us to stay in a little cubicle of fear. And you know it doesn't
oh,
come
yeah.
from God. Then he says to me that he is reliable. He, as the prophet said just now, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He's reliable because he's an on-time God.
Amen.
You're praying for something, you might not see it right then, but when it comes, you're going to say, man, this is just when I want it. This is just when I need it. He's going to be right on time.
Yeah.
And he says
oh,
he's
yeah.
merciful. He's a merciful God because he never gives us what we deserve, but he gives us what we need. And talking
That's
about
right.
dependable, all the stuff that we have committed in our lifetime from day one to whatever year old you are, he's a forgiving God. Doesn't matter what you
yeah.
do except blaspheming the Holy Ghost, he is willing and ready to forgive you. That's why you can always depend on him. Somebody might count you out, but God says, I'm counting you in. They say, well, I count them out because of all the lifestyle they've been living, how they've been treating people, how they've been acting. But God says, I'm counting you in because God sees the end before the beginning. He knows you were going to go through all that you've been through, but he sees the finished product. Man is just looking at what they can see right now, what's happening now, but God said, I see the finished product. You know, many Muslims are going to come to Christ. Even through this earthquake. Because I have missionaries that are out, that are in the country right now, that is helping. And I'm sure in my spirit, man, that they're not just moving stones. They're sharing the gospel. Even if
yeah.
it costs
oh, yeah.
their life. They took
oh,
the chance
yeah.
to go to help those people, and they're going to share the gospel. So out of death going to come life. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Out of
yeah.
death.
Yeah.
Going to come life. Hear what I'm
saying.
That's why we got to keep praying. We got to keep praying. The young people are killing one another and they're killing their families and all stuff, but we got to keep praying for them. We got to keep praying for
Thanks.
Them. You know.
Yes.
Glory to
oh,
God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
You know, I was watching.
Father,
that,
I thank you and praise you even right now. Even in this time of turmoil and disasters all over the world, from the north to the south to the east to the west.
Oh, yeah.
Father,
oh,
I know you
yeah.
sit high and you see low. You see all
yeah.
that's happening in this earth realm right now. And we recognize that there's nothing that happened on earth that heaven does not know. And there's no problem on earth
Please.
That heaven cannot solve. So, Father, we lift
right
up. There. Iraq and Iran,
oh, yeah.
Afghanistan and Pakistan. We lift up Syria. Oh, God, we lift up Egypt and Jordan. Lord, we lift up Jerusalem, oh, God. Israel. Lord, we lift up all of those Far Eastern countries or Near Eastern countries before you, God, that are going through these natural disasters. Oh, God, we pray for Africa. The land is splitting, the continent is splitting from one end to the next. It's splitting, it's opening. Because people must know that even that satanic God does not have the power that you have, Lord God. But we show you showing them that you are so awesome. You can split the earth and put it back together if you want to. God, we pray that even right now, as the hearts and minds of people are going through so much right now, so much hurt from the death and devastation, Lord, we ask you, oh God, to touch those that are still alive, oh God. Allow them to come just like the woman with the issue of blood and want to press in to touch you, oh God, because they recognize that you're the only God that can save. You're the only God that can heal. You're the only God that can deliver, oh God. Buddha can say this. Buddha is in the grave. He can't do nothing, oh God. Confucius, he is dead. Oh God, Lord, yes, Lord. Muhammad can't do nothing. So, but God, only you, Lord God, because you're the one that sit high and see, Lord. Oh, Father, we're praying right now that you stir up, oh God, the gifts in the prophets. Stir up the gift in the prophets. Look, stir up the gift in the messengers, oh God, that are going forth to carry the gospel, that are not sitting in a cubicle, sitting in a box behind a wall, hiding, oh God, from disaster, Lord God. You said that you will protect us from the behind, oh God, that the enemy will not be able to come up behind us, Lord. You put a cloud between, oh God, Pharaoh and the Israelites, that they could not even see your people before they crossed the Red Sea. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now that you're opening the Red Sea for those that, oh God, feel like they're drowning right now, oh God, but they're going to go to on dry land. Father, we thank you right now, and we praise you, Father God, for you are a mighty God. You are a sovereign God, a holy God, a righteous God, a one who sees, oh God, the outcome and not the income. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for the blood that washes and makes us clean, makes us whiter than snow. Father, I bless you. I praise you and glorify you, God, for the ones that are willing to go into the battlefield and fight the fight, good fight of faith, God. I thank you, Father God, because they are dependent on you. They're trusting on you. They're relying on you, knowing that, God, their confidence are in you, Lord God. So, Father, we pray today, Lord God, that you strengthen our young people. Oh, Father, allow the evangelist, oh, God, spend time to prophesy, oh, God, to speak, to preach, oh, God, the word, to tell them of your love, your compassion, your mercy, your grace, oh, God, your forgiveness, oh, God, from the cross, oh, God, because it all began at the cross, oh, God. It all began at the cross. And, Father, we pray today that mothers and fathers, oh God, will spend time talking to their children, praying with their children, oh God. Oh God, encouraging their children to live a life that pleases you, oh God. Let them know that it does not end here. It does not end here in this realm, oh God. But there's another realm that we have to go. We will go in. We will enter in when we leave this realm of this earthly realm. So, Father, we and let them know that they have to prepare themselves to enter into that realm of holiness that would allow them to step in, oh God, and come before your presence, oh God, with singing, oh God, with praising, oh God, with confidence that you, oh God, is the God that saved, the God that restored, the God, oh God, yes, Lord, the God that keeps, oh God, yes, Lord God. Father, we just thank you right now. We pray for every president, every prime minister. We pray, oh God, for every senator, oh God, every congressman, congresswoman. Father, we pray for every judge, every Supreme Court Justice Department. Father, we are praying right now, oh God, for the local magistrates, for the police department. Father, we are praying for husband and wife, for marriages. Oh, Father, show out your power. Show your mighty works right now in the earth, friend. Oh, Father, let them see, oh, God, that you are sitting on the clouds. You're riding on the clouds, and you see everything that's on the earth. Father, I thank you. You see everything that's on the oceans, on the water, on the mountaintop, in the valley, Lord God. So, Lord God, we come to you, oh, God. We come as humbly as we know how to. Oh, God, we ask your forgiveness over our nation, oh, God. We ask your forgiveness from the north to the south, from the east to the west, oh, God. That you stretched out your hand of mercy over the United States of America. Touch our gangbangers. Touch our dope pushers. Touch our prostitutes. Oh, God, touch the homosexuals. Touch the lesbians. Oh, God, touch the fornicators. Touch the adulterers. Touch the thieves. Oh, God, touch the blasphemers. Oh, my God, we ask you to touch them and cleanse them from sin. Oh, God, Lord, remove, close the door that they cannot go in. Oh, God, that leads to sin. Oh, God, and open the door that leads to righteousness. Oh, God, that men and women will see, oh God, that the door that is wide open will lead them to destruction, but that straight and narrow path, that closed door, oh God, lead them to life everlasting, eternal life. Father, we just thank you. We praise you, oh God. We glorify you. We honor you right now, God, for your anointing that's in the atmosphere. We thank you, oh God, for the glory, oh God, that you put upon us, that you rest upon our lives, oh God, to do your will and not our will. Father, we are thanking you right now, God. I hear you. You're touching marriages even right now, Father God. You're removing that little pebble that rolled into marriage, oh God, and want to destroy the marriage. Oh God, we said that a little leaven leavened the whole lump, but Father, we declare right now that the little leaven, the little rock, the little stone will not be able to walk, to move. Oh God, we kick it out. Oh God, we kick it out of our marriage. We kick it out of our circumstances. We kick it out of our mind, out of our thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Apostle Stewart and Pastor Joyce Stewart. We lift up their ministry right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to release the anointing, the oil of heaven upon their ministry like never before, God. Begin to anoint them from the altar, oh God, to the bathroom, from the bathroom, oh God, to the song room, oh God. Lord, we ask to the parking lot, God, we ask you, God, to stir up the gifts in that house, oh God. Pour out the fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh deliverance, fresh restoration. Oh God, I pray right now, God, that you touch, oh God, the sick, those that are sick in their body, sick in their mind, sick in their spirit. Oh God, I ask you to heal right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are glorifying you. We are honoring you, for you have done a great work. Oh God, you've begun a good work and you will complete it, Father. So we thank you. We praise you for Bishop, Lord God, Bishop James Washington, whatever he is dealing with right now, God is working out for his good and for your glory. Oh, God, is done like you, God. God, you see what no man can see. You do what no man can do. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, my God, we thank you for the prophets on with us today, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you continue to encourage her husband, encourage her children. Oh, Father God, move by your spirit. Because your word declared is not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So we ask you to move by your spirit in your house, oh God, that when they feel the anointing, when they feel it, oh God, it is just coming like the sound of a rushing wind and rest upon them like fire. Oh God, I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, oh God, to move every crevice, move every crack, oh God, fill in the crevice in the cracks, oh God, move every stumbling block, God, out of their path, oh God. We ask to let the joy of the Lord be their strength. Father, we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Pastor Linda Washington. And Father, we come against her eyes, any problems in her eyes. We come against any inflammation in her joints right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak to her bladder. We speak to her kidney. We speak to her liver. Oh, God, we speak to her pancreas. Lord, we speak to her lungs right now. In the name of Jesus, every rib in her body will be strengthened right now. Every bone, every joint, oh, God, will be strengthened right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare and decree she shall not have knee surgery. Father, we speak healing over her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father. Father, we speak right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, as you went into that house for Jairus' daughter and she was laying there on the bed, dead, oh God, and everybody thought you said she was asleep, but when you went in there, you put out the people, almighty God, and glory to God, you raised her up off the bed. You told her to rise up and sat on there and give her back to her father and mother. Father, I declare this healing balm right now to be upon Apostle, oh God, Minnie Jefferson and her family. The devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. He wants to destroy life. He wants to destroy focus. But I declare focus is coming upon your family. I declare, oh God, that our rising up in the spirit, oh God, is taking place in your family right now, Apostle Minnie. Our rising up in the spirit, oh God, is taking place. The doubt is being removed right now in the name of Jesus. The doubt and the unbelief is being removed right now in the name of Jesus. You see, because I hear the Lord saying that some of them are saying that they believe, but in the reality, they doubt. They doubt. But God says, I'm removing doubt right now in the name of Jesus so that the Spirit of God can rise up like a fire, oh God, and begin to consume them, oh God, to do the things to please him. To honor him in every way that he needs them to honor. Father, we just thank you right now. I pray for my wife, Nancy. I pray for my granddaughters and my grandsons, my great-grandsons, my great-granddaughters. Oh, God, I just pray, oh, God, for my son. Lord God, I pray right now, God, that you move upon my family, oh, God. everyone that's close to me, God. You said you'll perfect that which concerns me. You said, oh God, you'll keep us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed upon you. And Father God, you told us that even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for your rod and your staff will comfort us. You said, oh God, you will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, that you will continue to anoint our head with oil. And Father, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the restoration. Oh God, we thank you for deliverance that's taking place in the atmosphere right now, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Oh God, you are righteous. You are holy. There's no one holy but you, God. So Father, we ask you, oh God, to draw us to you, because you said in your word, that no one can come to you except you draw them. We ask you today, God, to draw souls to you, draw the minds to you. Lord God, you said that all souls are yours, but the soul that sitteth shall die. So Father, we ask you to draw the souls, oh God. Let not Satan rejoice over the souls that he's stolen. Oh Father, we ask you that, oh God, command him to release right now, a release in the spirit realm. God, we call for a release, a supernatural anointing in the atmosphere, God, to destroy yokes, to remove burdens right now in the name of Jesus. God, God, heal right now. Heal the mind, God. Heal the mind. Heal the mind. Heal the spirit. Heal the soul right now, God. We ask you to heal today. Even right now, God. Oh, God, we ask you to pour out living water in the earth realm, God. Satan is destroying. He's killing. He's destroying. But, God, I ask you to pour out living water. What he thought he had, God, you take it back. In the name of Jesus, we command it to return right now. 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare right now that the oil of heaven is poured out. Being poured out in the atmosphere, God, the oil is falling from heaven, even right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to consume, oh God, to deliver, to restore right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we ask you to touch our president. Oh, God, we ask you to touch his mind. Oh, God, touch his eyes, touch his ears. Oh, God, yes, Lord, touch the vice president. Touch, oh, God, the administration. Lord, God, we ask, oh, God, we ask you to release them out of the chains of darkness. Oh, God, release them right now. Oh, God, for Satan has infiltrated the administration. Lord, but Father, we speak, oh, God, deliver us. We speak the blood of Jesus over the administration. Lord, hold back the strong man right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, and release peace. Oh God, in the White House. Oh God, any satanic article that they put up in the White House, God, any satanic statue, oh God, any idol, God, we put it down in the spirit realm. We put it down. We tear down the strong man right now, God. Yes, Lord, we pull out all those things, oh God, that they're doing. Any light that they light to Satan, God, we put it out right now. We put it out with the light of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for Louisiana. We pray for the city of New Orleans. Right now, we come against every satanic power, every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer. We come against you right now. Oh God, devil, we serve you. Notice in New Orleans, downtown in the French Quarter, we command the devil to, oh God, go back to hell where he came from. Every witch, oh God, to be loose right now. Every warlock to be loose right now. In the name of Jesus, every breeder of the tarot card to be loose right now. Every palm reader to be loose. Everyone that's using the Ouija board, ah God, Christopher. Be loose right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare it right now. We stick into Washington, D.C., where they are doing all type of satanic stuff. Lord, we command them to be loose right now. Satan, remove your hand from the people of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for New York City. Oh, God, we put up a satanic statue. Be torn down. Be torn down. Be caught on fire right now in the name of Jesus. Father, God, we pray for Alabama. We pray for Alabama, all the deaths that are taking place there. Father, we ask. We release the spirit of life right now. We release the spirit of life right now. You said if he's called, you would answer. And you will show us great and mighty things that we have no knowledge of. So, Father, we're calling for life to be released in the earth realm. Spiritual life, huh? Yes, Lord, we speak to the spirit of death right now. The death angel, we command you to go back to the pit where you came from. Right back into your cabin.
Oh, yes,
right
Lord.
Back into your tomb. We send you back right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we release the blood of Jesus over the earth right now. The blood that never loses first us stick. We release it over the earth right now. From the north to the south, from the east to the west. we call on the archangel Gabriel and archangel Michael and Raphael, the warriors of heaven, oh God, to come and go before us, oh God, and fight for us, because the demons of Persia is coming against us. Oh Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, the same way that archangel Gabriel and Michael fight for Daniel, when the demon of Persia was coming against Daniel, we command the angels to come right now. You said you'll give your angels charge over us, oh God, to stand with us in all our ways. Oh Father, we declare right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that our young people will stop dying. We declare right now that they'll come to their senses right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the teachers. Yes. We pray for the teachers and we pray for the students, oh God, that the students begin to appreciate the teachers and the teachers begin to appreciate the students. Oh God, we are praying for all of these school murders and all these massacres to end right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speaking in the atmosphere. You said if we call it out, you would honor it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the doctors and the nurses, oh God, in every hospital, every nursing home. Oh God, we pray for the therapists, the chest physical therapists, the speech therapists. Oh God, we pray for all them that working in the have community, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you give them the endurance, oh God. Give them the faith, oh God, and give them the know-how, oh God, to do things in goodwill. Oh Father God, that they do not mistreat the elderly. Oh Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they don't become a death angel here in this earth realm. Oh God, so some of the doctors and some of the nurses will kill the people in the hospitals, in the nursing homes. But Father, we declare today in the name of Jesus that we put spiritual handcuffs on them. Oh Father, we all open their minds, oh God, to righteousness, to holiness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we plead, the blood over everything that can move and even everything that can't move. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh Father, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, and we give you praise. Pray for Brother Deacon Fraser, for his mother, for his father, for all of his king folk. We pray for Brother Deacon. He is always here with us, the first person that come on in the morning. And Lord, we ask you, oh God, to open his intellect, open his mind to see and hear. Oh, Father God, in his mouth to speak clearly. Oh, Father, we ask, oh God, that you continue to heal his father. Oh, God, that the stroke will no longer have dominion over his body. Cancer will no longer have dominion over his body. But he would walk in healing. He'll walk in restoration. Oh, God, he'll walk in freedom. Oh, God, his spirit now will begin to be loose in the name of Jesus to declare the kingdom of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen,
we have prayed.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, amen. Glory to
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we need, Lord.
We say,
we thank God.
Yeah.
We give also the tongue to God to say what he's saying. And we thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you said
yes,
that if two of you shall agree on
yes,
earth,
yes, Lord,
anything that they shall ask,
yes,
it shall be done for them as much as in heaven. So, Father, we just thank you now, the prayers that have been released.
Yes,
Lord God, you said we touch and agree on it. It would be done.
Yes.
Lord, it is done according to your word, Father. And we're going to stand on it, God, because we believe you.
Yes.
We know your word is true.
All right, it's already been done.
Power. Power.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And that was a powerful prayer.
Whoa.
Through our apostle. Prayed through him.
Yes, yes.
And so we just agree. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
That you heard us, God.
Yes.
and you answer our prayers.
Amen.
We say whatever we ask the Father in his name, it will be done. It is sealed.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, our beloved Savior, your beloved Son. We thank you. We thank you for the word again, God, that went through. For the comments that have been made on this line today. Father God, in honor of you, in honor of your word and your name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for our shepherd.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We just thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
He's great.
Yes, yes, yes.
So great. Wonderful.
Yes.
Really to be praised.
Amen.
All honor unto you, O God.
Yes, Lord.
None like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody.
Yes,
you know what you do. For this we give you praise. For your love.
Yes, Lord.
Mercy.
Mercy. Yes, yes, yes. Mercy, Lord.
Mercy.
Thank you, Father. Grace. For your grace. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your power of love. We thank you. Because there's power in love.
Amen.
We thank you for the love that we have received and receive every day. Jesus, we just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for favor for Bishop.
Thank you.
Who are in need. We thank you for favor.
Thank you.
For all the business.
Lord,
be holding that. Because you're the provider.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah.
And God, it's because of you that has sent information our way that we didn't even know about.
That's right.
This is what our God does.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. He puts you in touch where you need to be.
Amen.
And be in touch with you. He gives you what you need for your life.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. And Big James is going to receive everything that's been held up.
Yes.
It's no longer held up. It has been released.
Amen.
In the mighty Master's name, Jesus Christ. And everything, the sound of my voice, my friends on this line, everything that's been held up is released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Name of
Jesus, in your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord, it's released.
Glory. Amen now.
Hallelujah. The devil can't hold it hostage. He can't hold it down anymore.
All right now.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
Peace. It is her release in my spirit.
Yes, yes, yes,
Lord,
yes.
God, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, Jesus.
Thank you.
Doors are being opened that no man can shut.
Amen. Thank you.
Those doors that the Lord has opened.
Hallelujah,
and
Lord.
Doors been opened today, y'all. Let me tell you.
Yes,
some
yes.
doors have been opened, my God. And
yes.
Those doors that are shut will not be opened again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The doors have been shut on the enemy. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Been shut down, my God, for some of the plans that he had.
Oh, yes.
They are now null and void.
Amen.
Yes.
Listen to me, receive it. The plans he had,
yes.
I say had, they null and void.
Null and void.
That try to come with, it won't work. It won't work. Apostle, it just won't work. Prophetess Jeffrey, it just won't work.
It ain't working.
God is working everything out in our favor.
Yes,
in the mighty, I said everything is being worked out in our favor. Everything is being turned around for our good because God said so.
Amen.
For those who love him, for those who called according to his purpose is being turned around for our good. And then God will use whatever the enemy tried to come against us with or came against us with. It's going to be used for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the pain, all the struggle, all the things. He's going to use it all for his glory.
For his glory.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We just thank you in advance, God, for what you're going to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we thank you again, God, for what you've already done, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we thank you that you're a God that don't sleep, you don't slumber. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you're always on the scene because you're everywhere at the same time. Yay, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You're always on the scene, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Nothing goes unbeknownst to you.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
We trust you, Lord. The woman of God preached, our prophetess preached, our apostle preached for us to be confident, and we are so very confident.
Yes, Lord.
That all things are possible with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so full of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout to the Lord, you guys. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout, I say.
Triumph.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord for what he's already done. Because the Bible
says, when I come again, all eyes shall see me.
Hallelujah.
All eyes shall see me.
Yes,
right.
Yes, God. All eyes is going to see me. All going to bow before you. Hallelujah.
Right.
The Most High God. Nobody's greater. No situation greater.
Oh, hallelujah.
No situation greater. No sickness, no disease, no anything is greater than God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He's the Most High. He's the highest of the high.
Yes.
It is in you, Lord. Thank you for the calendar, for the powerful prayer, and allowing the Lord to use you. Apostle Millie, allowing the Lord to use you. Prophetess Jeffrey Lee, allowing the Lord to use you. Bishop,
glory.
My faithful husband.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you allowing him to use you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And today,
yes,
I say,
hallelujah.
Stay in with God.
Yes.
And the prophet is saying, I'm going to hold on. Hold on, people.
Hold on.
Jesus is on the scene. Jesus is already working it out. It's already done. Hallelujah.
It's already been done.
It's already been done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Deacon Frazier, for all the prayers you saved. Calling us out by name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lifting us up before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You always say, I lift them up. Hallelujah.
God already knew who he's going to be before we knew who he's going to be.
He already knew.
And let me tell you something. I struggle sometimes, but God tell me all the time, girl, I already knew who you're going to be. You mine.
Yeah.
Nah. Amen.
You
Amen.
Mine.
Amen. And we all belong to
him. Yeah, I couldn't understand when I was a little girl. I'm like, you was already mine.
Right.
True or whatever, you was already mine.
Yeah.
He showed me many things in life, many things.
Right.
Hallelujah, Father. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. everything God showed me. Oh, with the grace of God. Everything he showed me, some of the stuff that came to pass. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He already told me, and I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. But everything God say, when I tell you, this is what's coming. You hear me?
Hallelujah.
I saw. Let me tell you something. I see myself, and I tell you no lie. I was on welfare. I was getting $135. And God showed me, he said, well, Jeffrey, I see you. Yeah, this car. Before you showed me that, I was about to split my wrist in the tub.
My God.
I was in this tub. I was splitting my wrist after my mom died. My God, years after she died, I'm like, he just don't live. And I'm facing him, talking to my mom. He said, uh-uh. And I looked in this mirror. He said, uh-uh. He said, I got something for you. You tell me nobody loving you. I love you. And I'm going to give you somebody to love.
Yeah.
I tell you no lie. I tell y'all no lie. He said, what do you need? I was like, I'm going to face it, my first child. Look, oh, my God. I describe her. I'm just talking to God in the mirror, right? And that's when he gave me. It was something to live for. He said, because I'm not through with you. I'm not through with you. And I tell you this today, he told me. Now you got somebody. You ain't have nobody, but you got somebody now. I tell you, after about maybe 4 or 5 months, I got pregnant, and I had Didi. Then he showed me again. He said, I got something else for you. And God just was working with me. He just was working with me, you hear me? All the time, like I'm a, okay, it was a little struggle. Remember I dated Linda?
Yes, I remember.
I think I told you, I said, God gave me her and I described her to a T.
Amen.
I remember telling you, I said, Linda, when we got back together, I said, God gave me her. In height, I wanted to look, and that's what he gave me. You hear me? I'm telling you, just with the grace of God. You know, and it's just amazing. It's just amazing. I'm sitting in the bar. Before I had Dee Dee, I'm sitting in the bar, and this guy come to me in the bar, right? He said, you know, he said, you're from here? I said, yeah. I told you the story, Linda. He said, well, you don't sound like you're from here. I said, yeah, I'm from here. He said, you know, you used to be a queen. I said, go ahead on with that. Second night, I'm in a bar. A guy sat next to me again. He told me the same thing. I'm like, what? I said, a guy came before and told me the same thing. He said, well, let me tell you this. And he said, mama. And I didn't have these ends. He said, mama. He said, it must be the truth, but I'm telling you. He said, why you calling me mama? I have no children at that particular time, you know. He said, if the other guy came yesterday and told you, and he sat down and he told me the same thing that this other guy, what is the odds of somebody telling you the same thing? And then when I looked at it, I said, I'm going to be an angel telling me something. Ain't no way in the world two people, different people, tell me the same thing, right? Bel-Air. But I knew at that particular time that God had something for me. I don't know if it's an angel he sent for me. I don't know. But it was just, I didn't think about the first guy telling me something, but the next guy. And now I can remember that the first guy didn't drink. He ordered a drink, but he didn't drink it. And the second guy didn't drink it either. You heard me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not tell you how the guy looked. I didn't believe it. And the second guy said, well, if somebody told you that, he said, if they had a guy up in here told you that yesterday, he said, and I'm telling it to you again, he said, it must be the truth. He said, it must be the grace of God. I'm going to tell you something. You know, I mean, immediately because I'm 18, I'm just, like, I thought about it, like, whoa, nothing happens to you like that, right? But then I had the experience where, remember, Linda?
What's that?
Remember I had the experience when I was living on Legionfield Street? And we was drinking, and I was like, at that particular time, I'm like, oh, my God. God woke me up. And he was like, you don't need nobody but me to feel a warmth. You hear me? I looked out the window like, this is the dead world. God said, let me tell you something. When you come into my kingdom, everything is just beautiful. And I looked out the window. It looked like everything was just dead out the window, like the streets. Everything just looked like a dead zone. Remember I told you that a long time ago?
Mm-hmm.
And the warmth of God is just so beautiful. I mean, it's the experience that, whoa, like, you never feel, I don't know if anybody else felt it. It was the warmth of God. Because he's so powerful. He's so, like, this is where I want you at right now. In my bosom right now. You hear me? I just want you, you know? I'm not just saying me. I'm just talking about me at that particular time. But that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I just never forget that. I never forget that experience. Like he was calling me then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have experience all the time. You know why? I don't know why, but I can experience something. Or everybody has deja vu, right?
I don't know about everybody, but I do know about deja vu. I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah, but sometimes I see things and I know it. I see things and I know it before it's going to happen. It's a thought. It's like it's so real, you know? Or maybe I see things. I don't know. I don't know. I have seen a lot of things. I have.
Praise God.
Before it happens, I see things. I don't know. I know. You know? Even as a child, even like a child.
Amen. Those are gifts that God gives. That's a gift. And we thank God for those gifts. Amen. That's a gift.
Amen.
You're a seer. You're a seer. That's a gift. Not everybody is a seer. Not everybody is a prophet or a prophetess. So a prophet is...
When I was a child, I just see things like talking about it and like, whoa, I was like,
oh,
and my mama that. But after she tell me it happened, and I wouldn't tell her, because I didn't want my mama to say, well, you know, Jeff saw that before it happened. You hear me? Because people think things about you, you know? But.
It's all right. It's all right. God got us. It doesn't matter what people say. We know what God says about us. Amen. And we hold on to what we know God has said about us. Amen. Mm-hmm. We're God's children. And that's beautiful. We're a royal priesthood unto the Lord. Glory to God. You got to know who you are in God. And everything else doesn't matter. And whatever thing everybody else says. If it's negative or to the contrary, it's okay. Because we believe God. We know who we are in Jesus Christ. We're the children of the Most High God, saints in the army of the Lord, royal priesthood. Hallelujah.
And we know it's after we die. I know it's after the finish. My mom stopped bleeding for about 2 minutes and went there with her. And I seen it. I just seen it 2 weeks. And she was telling me, you know, I dreamt about my mama. She dreamt about not her mama, but her grandmother, right? And I could finish her sentence and say, I know where you went. She said, how could you be in my dream? I was there with her. I was just standing there. While they're trying to revive my mom, right? And after a week, and she was telling me about the dream, she said, don't tell me no more. I said, I'm going to tell you about the dream. And I was only like about 14 then. She said, mama, her grandmother was rocking, and she wanted to go home. She said, I want to come home. She said, I'm not ready for you, Manuela. She said, no. And I'm falling for her. She said, how could you be in my dream? She said, I never told you about it. How could you be in my dream? It's like I went there with her. I don't know. I just went there with her. Mom was like, she was like, you could never be in my dream. Because I had to stop her. And when she started telling me about it, I went to telling her about it. And she was like, you couldn't be in my dream. But she didn't know that she had stopped breathing for about 1 second, you know? And it was doing CPR on her. I don't know how I went to that place with her. You know? And for her, it was like a dream. You know?
Amen.
And we talked about it, and I don't know.
And it's just a testimony for God that God does speak to his people and his sheep know his voice. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God does great things, and he will do great things in our lives. You just got to hold on to him and you know, holding on to God.
And I already know.
Amen. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you coming today. We pray you come back soon. And all of you come back, and I know some of us are going to come back today for you.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I went there. It's so beautiful.
Praise God. This is a beautiful church line, and God is present on this church. In this church, he's present. presence is with us, and God does great things through his church. I'm talking about his real church. I'm not talking about the pretenders. I'm talking about the real church. God shows up. And when he want to pull somebody out of the fake churches, he pulls them out. Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He even works in the fake church. God will show up and do what he want to do and shut stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thank God again for all of you. And I know Apostle Millie may have some things to do, and Apostle Calendar is a very busy man. And I just need to go to bed. I'm tired. I've been up since early this morning. So I need to take a nap. And
I enjoyed the sermon.
Thank God.
Everybody. I really did. I enjoyed the sermon.
Thank you so much for sharing. We enjoyed you as well. And thank you for the testimony. It always helps other people. It helps other people when we give our testimonies. When we talk about what God is doing, some people may not want to hear it, but there are others that need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we may not want to hear it, there are others.
Or people never experience it, and they don't know.
Us on this line
right.
When I say we, I mean collectively, some people may not want to hear some things that we say and may not even believe, but there are some that are listening to testimonies.
Well, if they know God, they know everything is possible. And that's what I say.
But those testimonies can bring people out and can solidify something or even give somebody else confirmation about something they may have heard or God has shown them. So we just thank God for you sharing your testimony, especially what God has shown you, but especially when you talked about the confidence that you had in God. And that was so very, very good, because
how
Apostle was talking about confidence, and you were confident that God, that you heard God, number one. And number one, that you believe God, you heard God, and you received of God. You let God know, I believe what you're telling me. I believe it. You received from God. And that's so, so important for the body of Christ to know that we got to receive from God. When we hear the voice of God, if you are a sheep of God, he says, my sheep know my voice. So when you are a sheep of God, you hear the voice you know is God. You know it's God, and you know it's going to come to pass, or you know he's speaking directly to your heart. So whatever the reason, it is for his own purpose. Amen. And what we're sharing, when we share our testimonies, it's for others. Whatever God allow us to go through is for others, and it's a blessing to me. I never get tired of hearing God, what God has done for people, or the prayers coming from the saints of God, or the testimonies, the sermons, you know, whatever's concerning God, I don't tire of it. I don't tire of it because I want more. To God, that's what I want. That's what I desire. I desire to be closer to him. So listening to you and to Apostle Millie, Apostle Calendar, the prayers and, you know, all of that, it's just, it feeds our soul. It gives us that satisfaction in our soul that we all
have.
Amen. I know
my
I need
God
it.
Is
I need
strong.
It. I need
he's
it.
Here.
I don't get but enough.
He's among us. He's here.
And
when he want to share, when God want to share something with somebody, I'm telling you.
Amen.
And he shared me a lot. A lot.
So has he so done the same with me. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it. And it's so important in these end times that we're in now. You know, some people are saying that there's no such thing as the prophet speaking anymore in the earth. That's a lie.
I'll tell you this today. I ain't going to sell this phone and tell you no lie.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you.
I know, I'm just saying, but some people are saying that the lies they're telling, that there's no such thing as the prophet speaking anymore after Jesus came and all that, that's a lie. That's a lie. And God is still speaking to his prophets. Amen.
Amen.
God
done away with his prophets. God is still speaking through us. He said, my sheep hear my voice. You know, God is still speaking. Some people yeah. say, oh, no, I ain't never heard God. I never heard an audible voice. Well, that's you.
Well, you know, I never told you I was a prophet, Linda. I always tell you where I
Hallelujah.
What's going on with me. And you said, girl, you're a prophet. I never said I was a prophet of God. I only see what I experience what I'm experiencing, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're a prophetess. That's who you are. I know you are.
Hallelujah.
And we just got to just
yeah.
thank God for what he has given
and
us.
I thank God.
And then move on and do what the Lord tells us to do in our lives. And that's how
Amen.
We honor God for all that God has done, for all the gifts he's bestowed upon us. We honor God by doing what he says to do.
Amen.
That's how we honor God. They're, okay, God, thank you. I'm going to do what you said to do. I'm going to say what you say for me to say. Amen. I'm going where you say to go. I seek your face, God.
Right.
I'll do your will. And when we make that commitment, then God will do
mm-hmm.
even more with us. Hallelujah. He'll
right.
use us even the more. Praise God. And so I bless and thank God for today. I know Apostle got something to do. And again, I know Apostle Millie, got something to do. Because she told me earlier today she's got some place to go. And so if Apostle,
okay.
thank you again, Prophetess Jeffrey, if Apostle would allow us to close the line. I don't know if anybody else has a comment, but I know Apostle Millie have to leave because she's got some important business to take care of before the end of the day. If there's anybody else that may want to say something, Apostle Millie, I know you gotta leave, so we're gonna, if you gotta leave right now, we understand. So we're gonna.
God, thank y'all.
After we give somebody.
I'm feeding my soul.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh my God.
Praise God. Praise God.
You can go ahead
yes,
and
ma'am.
Close out. You can go ahead and close out. We thank God for the prophetess coming on with us today. Pray that it
Amen.
Do not be your last time. You know, the doors
Amen.
Are always open to God's house. There's no
Amen.
Lock and there's no key. There's no lock and there's no key.
Amen.
The door is always open.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blessed time. I'm truly full. I am going to take a nap now. I have a conference in the morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, and hopefully I should be able to get away by 11:30 and get back here. It's not too far
mm-hmm.
from
God
the
bless
house,
you.
So we will take care of that.
In your house.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. And yours as well.
I'll be here. If you got something, I'll take the line. You take care of your business.
Great. Greater is coming here. Let me hear me tell you this, all people. This is not just for encouragement. This is reality.
God.
This is reality. Hear what I'm telling you. I am so full right now. I will not lie to you. I am full. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, tell my people greater is coming. Don't look at your surroundings. That does not determine. That does not
Amen.
Determine what I'm doing. He says, "Don't look at your surroundings. That does not determine what I'm doing. Keep your eyes on me," saith the Lord.
Oh
keep
God.
Your eyes on the Lord.
Yes.
Your surroundings.
Yes.
Listen to me. I'm gonna give you this because I hear the Spirit talking. Your all surroundings is our distraction. Do you hear what I'm saying? Our
yes, sir.
Surroundings is your destruction.
No,
is our distraction.
Distractions.
Okay. So
and
God
right.
says, do not look at them. Don't worry about them. Don't be concerned about them. He says, keep your eyes on me. I am your protector. I'm your shield. I'm your supplier. I am your healer. I'm your deliverer. I'm your restorer. I'm everything that you need. Apostle preached about that last week.
Oh, yeah.
I am your all in all. I'm your all in all. The wind is going to blow strong. It's going to blow soft. You're going to feel it. You're not going to feel it. It's going to distract you. And everywhere, if it's soft, you're going to be distracted.
How you know that?
If it's loud and strong,
you know
you're going to be distracted.
You
want to
make me stronger.
You said, don't
oh
pay no attention to it. Don't pay no attention to it.
Don't
keep your focus on him.
Amen.
And your outcome, listen to this, and your outcome will be greater than your income. I am finished. I am finished. It's in your hand, Bishop. It's in your hand, Bishop.
Now,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May the Lord, I say, close this line, howling out to God.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to close to the pastor.
Yeah, my God. Hallelujah.
That's what
I
want to
run right now.
Pastor. So, let me tell you something. You say the mouth.
I'm gonna tell you this.
God,
because the Holy Spirit is touching me again. Listen. This is like a tornado. Listen. This is like a tornado. You better get ready to receive.
Get ready to receive.
I'm telling you, get ready to receive. The people that are not prepared is gonna miss the rain.
Oh, Jesus.
The people that are not prepared are going to miss the rain.
Yes.
Bow it down, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Powerful.
Oh, glory.
Can I tell you something? Pastor, can I tell you something? You know, oh, my God. I have been just here. But God want me to receive everything I'm getting. Just what you say, you hear me?
Yes.
He wants so much for me.
All right.
For all of
you. You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm here, and what I'm doing, you hear me?
Yes.
But God want to overwhelm me with everything.
Get ready.
And he do. He's been wanting to do it.
Get ready.
Uh-huh.
Hold your hand. Get ready.
That's right. Yeah.
Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. See, that's what we got. So we are triumphant saints. You shout
that's
to the
right.
Lord and say, Lord, I'm all God and I'm going to be ready, Father. I'm ready.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
Ready, God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm ready to
yes,
receive,
Lord.
God. Help me to keep standing, Father.
And I never say that. And I just tell the truth. I never say that. But I think...
My God.
Oh, he waits on me.
Apostle, when I heard that in my spirit, you know what I'm saying to the Lord right now, Apostle? I'm an open vessel. Fill me. I am an open vessel. Fill me.
Open vessel.
Oh, glory.
See, the vessel has to be open to receive. If you're not open to receive the blessings of the Lord, it's just going to go down the trench. It's going to go down the gutter. The vessel has to be open to receive. Listen to what the Lord is saying. This is what the Lord is saying. The Lord is saying, I'm not only going to give you spiritual blessings, but I'm going to give you natural blessings.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Are you ready to receive? That's all the Lord wants to know. Are you ready to receive? Are your vessel available to receive? Are your
and
vessel
I've
open
been
to
struggling.
Receive? Are your
I've
vessel
been
prepared
struggling.
To receive?
And I tell you no lies. I've been struggling. But I know if I open up, I know, oh, my God.
You know what you're supposed to say? I receive because the struggle is over.
That's right.
I'm confident that I don't have to struggle. I just have to give it all to the Lord, and I stay open to receive of the Lord.
Let me give you something here.
Prophetess, you can't speak that negative stuff in the atmosphere, okay? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. They that love it. Eat the fruit. Listen, let me give you this. Now, Lord, just show me this in the spirit. When a farmer put corn in the ground, He don't see a corn stalk. He does not see a corn stalk coming up. But he believes that he's going to have a full plantation. How many seed he plant the whole land of corn? A whole field. It's going to be filled with corn. He sees it.
Yes.
As he look out there on the ground, he can't see. Uh-huh. In the natural, he can't see a corn stalk. But in the spirit, he sees the field completely covered with corn.
Amen.
See, if I look at my circumstances now, I need to take care of several families in Africa. I don't have the money right now. I sent some money yesterday by credit card.
Oh,
by credit card.
Yeah.
And Western Union is messing with the credit card. It wouldn't let the one use the credit card. The credit card got plenty of money, thousands of dollars on the credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I even call the credit card company. They tell me, there's no reason you are not able to do it. But see, this is all in the government. This is what they're doing. They don't want you to help the poor.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell the Lord.
Right.
I pray to the Lord. I say, these are your people, and you're going to take care of them. So the Lord had this guy call me. He's a deacon from a church that I used to be with. And every time somebody called him, he called me. So he said they need to have a bathroom put in the basement. And I went over there and measured up and everything yesterday. So I sent him a proposal on his phone. And I'm waiting for it. If I get the job, I can go. I'm going to get a down payment of $3,000 right off the hand. I can take care of most of the families.
Can I tell you something?
I see the field full of corn. I can't do it. I see the field full of corn. That's what we got to do. You have to see the field full of corn. You got to see your body heal. If you just say your body's sick, you're gonna be sick all the time. Because that's what you're speaking.
I've been having this dream that, it's been going on for a long time. And my mama been dead. I'm just hollering out for my mother. I'm hollering out mama. The last dream I had to holler out for mother. And I don't know. But I've been hollering out for my mama. I've been waking up. And I don't see nothing but this dream. I don't see nothing. But I've been calling her. Like I wake up, I just jump up and I'm just waking up and I'm just calling my mama. I don't know what it's about. The last time I had a dream, I called mother and I saw a blockage. Like a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But awesome. I've been hollering out for her. Like I'll wake up in the middle of the night. Excuse me. And I'm not dreaming anything. Because I can't remember what I'm dreaming. But I know I'm in distress. I know I'm... And I'm just calling out for my mama. I don't know why. I can't understand it. And it's been happening for a long time. I don't know what it is. I don't know why.
Well, go to bed calling on the name of Jesus Christ. Because when people are...
Linda, when I do it, I don't... Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and I just... And I can see myself. It's not a dream, Linda. It's not a dream. It's just calling my mama. It's not a dream. I don't know where I'm at, or I don't know if I'm somewhere, or I'm distressed, or something happened to me, but it's not a dream. I don't have time to say, oh, Jesus. Because when I wake up, and all I know, I'm just calling my mama. But I can't remember why I'm doing it. I don't remember why. You know how we have dreams?
Jeff.
I don't have a dream. I don't know.
Hold on, Jeff. Hold on, Jeff. You're counteracting what you just said, and you've said it three times. I listened to you well. I wake up, which means you were sleeping. Which means you were sleeping. And if you can't remember a dream, it's not a God dream. You know that you're in, when you remember a dream, letter for letter, it's
I can
a
remember
God dream.
Dreams.
God is not going to make you put you in any distress. Stop.
Right.
Listen. I don't tell anybody. My mother has been gone. I still love my mother, but my mother can't help me. She's crossed over. Your mother can't help
me. I know that. I know that.
You know, but you keep bringing. You see, like you're speaking right now.
I can't help it. I'm
sleeping
at that particular time.
Keep bringing it back, sweetheart. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to help you. Keep your head to the sky. Call, just like Linda said, call on Jesus. Jesus, I want to rest tonight. I don't want to have anything on my mind except you, Jesus. Let me sleep in the peace. As David says, I will both lie down and sleep in the peace of Christ.
I don't think about my mother when I'm going to sleep.
No, you said you wake up calling your mother. Am I
but
right?
I don't think about her going to sleep.
No, you said when I
no,
wake
what it
up.
Is that? Okay. Bishop, may
go
I
ahead.
Chime in here just for a minute?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
What it is that you have a subconscious mind, and we have things stored up in the but our brain is a computer. It's like a computer.
Yeah.
It holds on to what we hold on to. It's a subconscious thought. You miss your mama. Your mama left early, and you still have that hurt in your heart. That grief is still there.
Yes.
And you know what? Feel like you were in trouble when you were a kid or when you, before you really knew the Lord, you call on mama.
That's why I'm trying to tell her.
But mama can't help no more. And ask God to clear your mind of all the past things that ever hurt you before. Oh, God, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. You got to cast it out. And that wall is because that wall is there because of the enemy. I told you what to do. Worship and praise and pray and praise and worship and pray. And that wall going to come tumbling down because that wall is trying to keep you from going any further in God.
Uh-huh.
That's a demonic dream.
But I told you, it's not a God thing.
Not a God dream. It's a dream from the devil. Now, anybody else can chime in, but I know what I hear in my spirit.
But remember, I kept telling you, it's been happening for me for a good while, remember? I've been telling you that.
Holding on to things that make the wall.
But then I recognize it's a wall. Then I recognize the wall.
Listen, you got to let go. You got to let go. Allow God to do what God does. Let go. You know, the walls of Jericho just came down because of praise and worship, because they did what God said to do, and the wall came down. They followed
God, don't tell me right now.
They followed the instructions that God gave. Now, you got to follow the instructions that you're getting from the Lord right now. This is coming from the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay?
So
the advice from the counsel, the counselor himself, Jesus Christ is saying, right now, that's a blockage.
It's a blockage. I saw the wall. The last time I dreamt, I saw the block. I saw a wall.
Anybody else can chime in. I just know that it's going to take a lot of praise, prayer, and worship, and fasting. Fasting, prayer, worship. Play the worship music. I told you, go around your house and lay your hands, put the oil on you. I told you what you got to do. That dream will go away. That wall is coming down.
Oh, scary.
Jeff Lee, what I've seen is that you don't have to go asleep and dream about your mama. Listen to me.
No.
And I'm just telling you what I see in the spirit realm. And possibly you use a good analogy about the computer, but I always call it my hard drive. A lot of times it's on the hard drive. As long as it's on the hard drive, you got to remove it off the hard drive. You got to go in there on, and you have to delete it, erase it, not just say, break it up, destroy it off the hard drive so it can't come back. As long as it's on the hard drive, it can show up anytime it wants to. See what I'm saying? You have to go in there, and you have to command that to leave. Leave. You're no longer part. You're no longer part of who I am now. It is just, like I was talking about, it is just a distraction. I talked about it. The Lord talked about it. Don't look at the surroundings. That's part of the surroundings. You know. No. You have to cast it down. The Paul said you got to cast them all thoughts and imaginations. That does not exalt the name of God. You have to cast it down. Because it's taking you out of it. Not, let me put myself in the picture. Those thoughts takes us out of focus. It takes us out of focus. I cannot focus on my calling. I cannot focus on my assignment when all these things is coming up off my hard drive. It's like I open my computer and I want to go to a Bible passage that I'm looking for, but here comes a pop-up. And if I don't remove that pop-up off my page, that's going to take my focus from the scripture I want to read. So first thing I got to do is eliminate that pop-up off my page, off the computer.
Yeah.
Then I can focus on the scripture that I want to elaborate.
Apostle, y'all, excuse me. I'm up to go where I can get a ride. I'll talk to y'all later.
Go ahead, Apostle.
All right.
You know we love you. You know we love you.
We love you very much.
Bishop is getting ready to close us out. And come back and work for us sometime, okay? Jeffrey, come back and work for us sometime. Very simple way. When the thoughts come, you have to say, Father, I thank you that this thought has just came up in my mind off of my spiritual hard drive. But, Father, I know it did not come from you. But I know that you are able to remove it from me so that I can focus on you. That's all I need, Father. I no longer want to wrestle and tussle with those thoughts that don't concern me. They are my past, Lord. I want to be in the present so that I can move from my present to my future. So I need you to help me to remove the past thoughts that keep popping up all the time. And then you put that over to him. He should cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. But if you don't give it to him, he's such a loving, sweet God. I tell you, he's sweeter than honey. But he's not going to force himself to remove it off your hard drive. You got to give it to him. I give it to him. You know how much stuff that I'm
doing. I said
about myself yesterday. I give it to him. I said, Lord, take this stuff from me because I can't deal with it. It wants to take me back in my past, Lord, and it's keeping me from going into my present. See, most people want to be in the future, Bishop, but they can't even get in the present, can't even handle the present because they still stick on the past.
Thank you.
We got to let go of the past. All those things, those are distractions that hinder us, not you. They are distractions that hinder us from even accepting the present. And we want to be in the future. But in order to get in the present or even the future, we have to be totally destroy the past.
You keep saying you're stuck. You keep telling yourself you're stuck. You confessing a negative.
I keep telling her. She's speaking it. Apostle told her, don't speak that negativity.
Don't speak it anymore.
Just thought in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, anything we ask the Father in his name, he would grant us. Father God, I rebuke this thought, this bad feeling, this calling my mother, all that's disturbing me. In the name of Jesus Christ, please remove it from me. And he will. Ask him to remove
yes,
something.
He will.
I'm not telling you forget about your mother.
Daddy.
I would be a total idiot. I love the woman that brought me in this world. I still love her.
That's
don't
right.
Call on cross over. A lot of times I think about if my mother was here, what would she say about it? Because she was very wise.
Yeah, me too, Bishop. Me too.
You know a lot. But well, I've heard you many times, the Apostle, where your mother told you go get some kind of leaves or something off a tree and make tea or something.
Yeah.
You know, so y'all would have
yeah.
something. So, you know, I think that your mother taught you that nobody else could teach you. Nobody.
Amen.
You only get one
that's
of them
true.
In a lifetime. You tell
that's
me
true.
How to get a second mama, and I'm going to
tell
you.
I'm going to get demons out my thoughts.
Right.
And it's going to start when I get off the phone with y'all.
What you got to do, honey. We keep telling you that over and over. Don't listen to us. Pick up that New Living Translation Bible that you bought and take the scripture.
Yeah, you see what the past do, Jeffrey, not crossing Bishop. What's happened with the past? You don't hit the past. The past is your example. It is your example.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hit the past, but you have to let the past. Let me put it because I don't want to say I'm talking. We have to put the past in the past. Let it stay in the past. That's why it's called the past. Because you've already passed that path, that road already. You're no longer walking on that path. You're no longer dealing with that situation. You already overcome that past. So what you have to do is leave it. If I thank you for my past. Even now, with my addiction, I'm addicted to God. I'm high on God. So I said, Lord, I just thank you now. I thank you, Father. I don't no longer have to use cocaine because, you know, Lord, that was my past life. But now I'm on you, Lord. You are filling me with so much anointing that I'm relying on you, Lord. And it doesn't cost me anything because you paid for everything that I need at the cross. So, Lord, I just thank you that you have delivered me. You have set me free from crack cocaine. You have set me free from adultery. Lord, you set me free from fornication. So, Lord, I'm free, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord. That's over there. I shared about it, but it can't, because it can't touch me. It can't bother me because I have the power over it. See, it's in my past. But, Lord, I just thank you that my future is looking so beautiful because my present looks nice. So, God, I just already see my future in motion because what I'm seeing here in the present, it looks so good. So I know my future looks even better. See how I'm propelling?
Right.
I'm leaving my past. I hear by my present, but I'm getting ready to step into my future. See, got my passion behind
me. I'm so stuck on the past, like I can't move on.
Zion, you can't put it in the atmosphere. Gotta let it go. Can't put it in the atmosphere. Once you put it in the atmosphere, you're not going to be able to get away because she's the enemy only. He only moves on what we say because he can't move on your thoughts. Bishop say all the time in the prayer side, Bishop, he can't move on your thoughts, but he'll put a thought in your thoughts.
Yeah.
See? Because when I speak in the atmosphere, I give him something
mind.
To work with. Satan don't know what you're thinking. What you speak out of your mouth,
that's what he's doing.
You're giving him something to work with. Okay,
you're right,
Bishop.
Because of your mouth, what you speak out your mouth.
Well, you just keep
focus.
Speaking it.
You put it in the
I
atmosphere.
You say, I can't. But God can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
I can let go.
Mm-hmm.
I give it to you, God. Like Apostle just said, you can't keep saying, I can't let it go. You can keep saying, I can't. You don't need the past.
Wait a minute.
You don't need the past. You just need it as a reference. Your past is your testimony. Your past is what God got you through. Amen? He brought me through that.
Mm-hmm.
That's my past.
Let's put it this way. Your past is your
past. I
know
that.
You're now
you gotta,
in the present.
Oh, babe, you gotta do,
and your
no.
future is unknown. So forget
right.
about the past. That's gone. Your past is right now. Live right now. And the future is going to take care of itself because we don't know what the future may hold for us. We don't. We can expect things that we were taught, But we don't know. We don't know if we're going to walk outside and somebody says, hey, come here. I got $1 million for you. We don't know that. But if you walk outside and somebody says, hey, come here, I got $1 million for it, produce it, then I'll believe you. You know, with nope.
You're right. Because I dwell on some stuff. And I think that's why me and my husband don't get along, because I dwell on the past. And he come up and he like, Jeff, oh, my God. He really dwelling on the past.
Doing it again. See?
And I'm trying to make stuff right.
What we trying to tell you.
I do it to myself.
You just prove to yourself what we've been preaching to you. You see, Daniel come in and said, not Jeff, you know. But I'll give you a perfect example. Loretta. Loretta been dead 40-some-odd years. But you still bring her up. Why? That's gone. She's gone. She's crossed over. I'm not telling you to hate her. Do not be like her. You be like you. Use that as a reference. I'm going to be like God wants me to be. Now, hear this, and I'm closing out with this, and we'll see y'all tomorrow. Listen to this well. May the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. Of God protect us.
You're right, because I'm a prisoner of what I feel for the past.
May the love of God go with us from this day until forever. Amen.
Amen, Brother Bishop. I love you guys so much. But remember,
okay,
God loves you more.
Okay.
We'll talk to you all later. All right.
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.